Oh, revival. We want to see every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship, you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away. Say, every tongue, yeah. Every knee shall bow in worship. Father, you will be exalted, and your kingdom, every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare. Every knee shall bow. Standing here, only because From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. From the rising, from the
rising of the sun
to the setting of the sun, oh, your name is to be hallowed. Say, from the rising of the sun, from the rising
of the sun
to the setting down.
Amen. Thank you. day that God is sending a woman and queen, those are believers in ministry. I'm going to want that attention to this city all over the world. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that God will raise an army of intercessors who will really join and pray faithfully for the 110 citizens and the UPG in Jesus' name. I pray that the children of the official group of the nation will see the light of God and will enter into deeper relationships with Jesus Christ to enable them to enable them to impact their community. In Jesus' name. Father, I declare in Jesus' name that truth, peace, and love will overtake the 110 strategic cities of the world in Jesus' name.
God is greater than all spiritual in a quarter of the circle in Algeria, Chad, African nation, to give us
peace. I declare the name of Jesus that God's kingdom and environment are increased over 110 strategic cities, and the enemies of the kingdom are overthrown and destroyed in Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord will grow the church in a way that it stands and maturing, while maintaining the beauty of the culture of the Orange people group in Jesus' name.
Oh Lord, I lift up our missionaries into your hands, O Lord. Just as Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 has reminded us that Abraham stepped out in obedience to answer God's call. O Lord Father, our missionaries have stepped out in obedience to do your will, protection. We pray for safety and favor as they take every step in obedience in the mission field. We pray that every heart that they come in contact with will be willing and open to hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord Father, we lift up our missionaries who are encouraged into your hand, O Lord. The Bible reminded us that the world is cruel and full of hatred because we hated Jesus. Let them do your comfort and peace. We assure them that their work is not today. Pour out your peace and security over them. Surround them with overwhelming spiritual protection so that no plot of the enemy shall come near them in Jesus' name. Call them to stand boldly rooted in you without fear, for they are sent from you. Oh Lord, don't have boldly to before Pharaoh to proclaim your assignment to you. Our missionaries will stand before the world to declare your word and harvest them for you in Jesus' name. I have prayed.
I thought we should give the children a better applause than that. Thank you. Okay, children, could you just come? Just step down. Hallelujah. It's okay for us to clap as we come down from the altar. No, don't go, don't go. Don't go. Just stay there. Just go down. Our speaker is up already, but he is Tom Victor. He leads the Great Commission Coalition, which serves to mobilize and unite the church in prayer, mission partnerships, and generations to fulfill the Great Commission. Welcome. Thank you. Wow. I didn't know you would be starting before us tonight, but I'm so glad you did. I was so blessed to hear what you had to say to us. So we want you to wait just a minute, because at the beginning of this presentation is a little animated video, if they can get that ready.
the very first slide, and it shares the message that has gone all around the world about who you are and calling the global church to make you the priority that God has made you to be. So we want you to watch this before you leave. Are we ready to roll? We need to get the sound on. So what do you think? Should we pay attention to the children? Are they important to God? Are you important to God? Bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to let you go now, but we wanted you to see that video. Now leave it here. Yeah, we've got some other videos coming. Thank you, children. Let's hear it for them one more time. So I I think we have an amazing opportunity, an amazing challenge. If we can run the PowerPoint, is it possible or do we have technical problems? It went away. We have an amazing opportunity. There are over 2 billion children in the world under the age of 15. Next slide, please. And I have come to understand this. Jesus said he is not willing that even one of them should perish. He wants them all. All 2 billion. All of them. That is God's heart. What's the role of children? Next slide. I've watched children. These are some little children in India, northern India, that were visited by God, Acts 2 outpouring. Whenever I would take a team to Bihar, India, the first thing I would want us to do is have a time of worship and prayer with these kids. It was like heaven. They had been visited by God. They were the best worshipers I knew anywhere. They really were. They changed your life to be with them. Matter of fact, God would use them to go into Hindu villages, and whole villages came to Christ because they would walk up to other little children who were sick. They would pray for them, and they would get healed. Here is a village that had burned down near where they were, and the kids went to have a little meeting with the kids in the village. It was a Hindu village. But the night before, all of the kids, they were orphan kids in a children's home. Every one of them picked out one of their outfits, and they presented it to one of the children that had lost everything because the fire consumed the whole village. You can see, go back one if you would. That little girl there is going to make sure the other little girl knows that she loves her. God can use children. Next slide. Here, what does that look like in this, in the African context? I want to show you how God is using children here. So, Elias Apotogbo was supposed to be with me tonight. He couldn't be here. His wife is here. But this is something from All Africa Baptist Fellowship that they've been doing in Africa. So we're going to watch a little video. So, next slide. There we go. We're going to get the technical things worked out. But when we engage children, this is what that group has really learned. If you invite them to be part, they challenge the children to actually design their own outreach materials. They have a contest for them. They invited them to share their experiences in sharing the gospel with others, but they encouraged them to pray. Because this was supposed to happen in May of 2020, but the pandemic hit. The kids were going to reach out to one student every day. The pandemic hit, so what could the kids do? 750,000 of them began to pray. God opened up opportunities for them to pray on radio stations in nations all over Africa in multiple languages. They began to pray their hearts out, and out of that, the concept of making the last quarter of the year their focus was birthed. But what was amazing was halfway through, they had reached about 50,000 people for Christ, decisions for Christ. But by the second half, it had grown to 301,000 because the children learned that God could use them. They got so excited about it that they became unstoppable. It grew by 460% in the second half. That doesn't happen in a campaign. The children learned that they could be on mission with God. So you see here how they designed outreach. Next slide. Collaboration, what has worked? Next slide. The 414 window movement, some of you are familiar with. I know it's all over Nigeria. Most of the denominations are involved. It's spread to every region of the world and almost every nation. But calling the church to focus on these four R's, to reach the most responsive to the gospel. 71% of those who accept Christ do so by the age of 15. They're the most responsive. To rescue those who are exploited. To root, disciple. And to release them. That's the part I like the best. To be full partners in God's mission. Next slide.
As missions and ministry leaders, we thank God for what continues to unfold around the world through the prayers of children. We are witnessing a bright and young generation being raised up that love God, love people, and are making true disciples. In Ecclesiastes, we read, two people are better off than one, but they can help each other succeed. Collaboration is a divinely blessed concept, and we see it happening now more than ever in ministry. And Jesus' prayer, to make them one as we are one so the world may know, is being answered powerfully. We live in exciting times as we get closer each day to Christ's return. In preparation, we believe it's God's desire to see all generations working together to help finish the task of reaching the least and the last in the gospel, including the children. And that's why the Global Children's Task Force is formed. We are a global collective of leaders and organizations working together with a laser-like focus and passion for children's prayer, evangelism, discipleship, and church ministry. Our goal is to identify creative and effective models that can be reproduced all over the world to reach children, rooting and discipling them in Christ, and releasing them as messengers of the gospel in their own homes and communities. Our vision is every child everywhere on mission with God. Our mission is working together to equip and empower children as participants in the Great Commission. Our heart is to glorify God, to see His kingdom come and His will be done. The result is a movement, a massive children's mission force, equipped to serve global prayer, mission, and generation movements like International Prayer Connect, Global Voice of Prayer, Go Movement, Finishing the Task, Global Alliance for Church Multiplication, Build Your Soul Harvest, Transform World, and so many more. If you and your organization are passionate about uniting the generation to fulfill the Great Commission, we invite you to join us. Learn more at globalchildrenspastors.org.
So earlier last year, this was launched, connecting children into all of the missional, the major missional movements around the world and the prayer movements, because we needed to have a platform for them to be engaged. They already were, but this brought it all together. I believe that God really wants to, next slide. Oh, next slide. There we go. Let's go to the next slide for time's sake here. Because there are 2 billion children in the world, I want you to just keep in mind that 1 billion of them are in Asia. Asia with its massive population. But 500 million of them are in Africa. Africa is by far the youngest continent of them all. God wants them all. Next slide. In Asia, here's a few of the leaders that we've identified that we would like to be part of something we're calling now 2BC for 2 billion children. This is Esther in Indonesia. She leads the Children's Prayer Network, the National Children's Prayer Network. They have 120 citywide prayer networks connected nationally, thousands and thousands of children. Boy, I've been with some of those kids in the prayer towers as they weep over you. In the middle is Charlie and Sally Abro. Charlie has been a longtime person with Crew. He helped establish the Jesus film with them. One of my colleagues who really knows this says he's probably trained more people on the planet than anyone else. Right now, Charlie is focused on kids. He helped bring Billy Graham to India. He helped bring Rick Warren to India with his Peace Project and My Home Project. He's a very well-established person, but right now God has given him access to almost every denomination of India to focus on raising up children. It's an amazing thing. More children in India than any other nation by far. But Nigeria, by the way, is number 3. Did you know that? For children? After India and China. So we're right in the middle. You can clap. I think that's pretty great. I think that's pretty special, the special gift that God has given to... next slide. But in Africa, so Elias Epitobo has become a dear friend. He's now part of our International Prayer Council team. We have just loved what God is doing here to release children to be on mission with God. But one of the things we know is we don't know everything God is doing with kids. I just love meeting some of you and hearing some of the stories of how you are mobilizing kids. And, Pastor, I need to say thank you to you. You have made children a priority. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to tell Yeti that she really married well. She did. So thank you for what you're doing. You've caught the vision for it. So who else does God want to raise up? We're here to discover that. Next slide. I've learned this, that when God calls us to an assignment, there's a natural human tendency. And that natural human tendency is when we really feel a burden, we kind of scrunch down and we're just kind of working up the determination that we're going to go for it and give everything we have to it. And that's not bad, but I don't think it's the best. When God calls us or gives us a burden, I think what he wants us to do is say, God, if you've called me, who else have you called? That's kind of why we're here, for prayer, right? Get up on the tallest ladder you can get up on and say, God, show me who you are calling. Who can I partner with? This is bigger than me. There's 2 billion of them. 500 million of them in Africa alone. Next slide. Jesus' instructions to his disciples. Remember, the disciples didn't see kids the way Jesus did. They're out busy in ministry. People are trying to bring children to him. The disciples are trying to keep them awake. Don't bother the master. Don't bother the master. Jesus' response was he was indignant. Let the little children come to me. Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Did you hear his voice?
Next slide. When the disciples were having an argument and saying, Jesus, which one of us is your favorite? Who gets to sit on your right side? Who gets to sit on your left side in your kingdom? Jesus didn't answer them. He took a child, he put it in the middle, and he said, unless you change and become like, you will not enter the kingdom. He identified children as having kingdom DNA. And he said, when you pay attention to them, you're paying attention to me. Sometimes we miss that. We get so busy with big people stuff, and we miss the true value of the kingdom. Next slide. Africa, the great untapped harvest force. If there's 500 million children in Africa, have you seen them as the harvest force? 41% of Africa's, go back if you would, 41% of Africa population is under 15. 3% is over 65. Think about that. In Nigeria, it's 44% and 2.8, if that's, I think that's right. That means for every senior, there are 15 children. What would happen if every senior had their hearts turned towards, encouraged, came alongside of, helped to mentor children, cheered them on? Looks like we've got a surprise coming here. Next slide. So at a global gathering of the Global Alliance of Church Multiplication about a year and a half ago, this is Shewa Shankel, her husband Bekele Shankel from Ethiopia. Shewa Bekele leads a ministry that has 108 organizations connected to it. It's one of the premier church planting movements, connections. They've seen 2.3 million churches planted through their member organizations. IPC is a part of it. There's a children's track a part of it. But I shared some of the vision for children with Bekele's wife, Shewa. And after saying, sharing that with her, I said, Shewa, I want to ask you something. Would you become a global ambassador for God's heart for children? Would you become an advocate? Would you ask him to fill you with his heart and his passion for children? Would you carry that and advocate for children? And she just smiled and said, yes. And I thought, oh, you know, I probably should have asked Bekele first. This is his wife. So I went to Bekele and said, Bekele, is it okay? And he said, this is her calling. So about a week later, a group of us were at Billion Soul Harvest. Dr. Wong invited us. This is right during the pandemic. And so I shared the story of Shewa. And I said to the group, would you join Shewa? Louis Bush was there. Well, he started the 414 window movement. We asked us leaders that had been a part of that, would you join her? They all said yes. Then they turned around and challenged everyone in the group that was there. Would you become a global ambassador for God's heart for children? And they all responded. So tonight, I want to extend that invitation to you. By the way, Dr. Wong said yes. We're going to up that ante a little bit more because we're getting even more serious. There's Austin Akachi was there, one of the speakers. He said yes. So he's here, and that's maybe why I'm here. But would you pray a dangerous prayer? Would you invite God to give you his heart for children? I know that if you pray that prayer, it's a prayer he will answer. It's also a dangerous prayer because it will change you. You will start seeing children with his eyes. You will start understanding their potential. The good part about that is when you do that, you will see your ministry multiply. So often in the church, we think we start in ministry with children's ministry, and then we maybe go to youth, and then maybe we go to senior pastor, and It's not the way it worked for me. I got promoted from that to children. So I think the big promotion is what really is central to God's heart. So I want to ask you, would you become a global ambassador for God's heart for children? Would you invite him to give you his heart, you stewarding his heart, and being on mission with God for his heart, for the 2 billion children in the world, for the 500 million children of Africa, not just to reach them, but to help them become on mission with God? I think sometimes we think of children and we think about like getting them up on stage and giving them a platform. But I think the real platform that we need to really focus on is bigger. We need to give them a platform before the throne. We need to teach them who their true Father is. We're, us as fathers, are limited expressions of the true Father. We need to help them to be able to hear his voice and to know his special plan for each of them. So with that, I'm going to ask if you would be willing to become a global ambassador for God's heart for children. And if you would, just raise your hand. Some of you can re-up again. I'm going to ask Anne if you would come up. And I want us to just pray over you. Why don't you stand? And Dr. Wong, I want you to come as well, if you would. And I just want Anne and Dr. Wong, she carries God's Heart for Children for Southeast Asia. She's part of our IPC team. Would you just pray over our friends here?
Amen. Father, you see the hands that are being lifted up. Thank you that every one of them count. Yes, Lord. And you not only see the hands, but you see their heart. And Father, you are turning their hearts to the children that they know, to the children that they do not know yet. But Father, we thank you. You are going to use them mightily because you are answering the prayers of them, because they are going to be global ambassadors for God's heart. So we bless them, each one of them, in Jesus' mighty name.
사랑의 하나님 감사합니다. 주님의 이름을 찬양합니다. 하나님께서 특별히 이 저녁에 정말 어린아이들이 내게 오는 것을 허락하고 금하지 말라고 말씀하신 하나님 아버지, 어린이들 하나님 앞에 올려드리는 기도를 제가 하기를 원합니다. 하나님 인도하여 주시고 역사하여 주셔서 정말 2 밀리언 칠드런 하나님 주님 앞에 드려지는 역사가 일어나게 하여 주시옵소서. 온 세계 열방 가운데 하나님 하나님의 영광을 드러내게 하여 주시고 어린아이들을 일으켜 주시옵소서. 세워 주시옵소서. 주님을 찬양합니다. 그들을 하나님 앞에 올려드립니다. 주님 영광을 받으시옵소서. In Jesus name. Amen.
Amen. And if I could have Bishop, would you come up? We need to have an African voice praying into this. You know how to pray, don't you?
Father, we thank you for the children that you have given us. They are so special, and we can't allow any one of them to go to hell. We pray that, dear Lord God, each one of us will have a special burden for children, starting with our own children, in our churches, in our neighborhood, and wherever they are. We pray that we'll put our children as a priority. They are not a second thought. They are the first thought. You loved them. You cared for them. We care for them. And so, Lord, we lift our children before you and say, all the children of Africa, they shall be saved. We bring them before you and declare, dear Lord, none of them will turn away from God. But they will come in millions and billions and give their lives to the Lord. And therefore, Lord, we are so grateful for our children. I pray for special burden upon each one of us. I pray that, dear Lord, we will pray for them. We will love them. We will cherish them. We will support them. We will see another generation of fire-packed children, dear Lord God, no drugs, no prostitution, none one of those vices, but children who love the Lord and who serve the Lord. Therefore, we bring our children to you and present them wholly into your hands in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And everybody say, Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. So Elias could not be here because his boss came to town. His boss is the General Secretary of Baptist World Alliance. Elias is responsible for Africa for that. And Baptist World Alliance is in 128 countries and territories. And so he had to be with his boss. But he sent a PowerPoint, so we're going to share that. And he's a pastor, he's a mission leader, he's now heading up the whole alliance, but he's passionate for kids. And so with that, he wanted to give you some practical tips, because this is what has worked for him. The prayer covenant has been such an amazing tool to help children get on the prayer journey. It's what God used. But you can access this. It's free. You can download it. There's instructions. I've got it on my phone. I'd play it for you because there's some wonderful little music and songs their kids are singing and resources and animated videos and training and downloadable resources that are all free. And it's there. So next slide. He sees from Africa children bringing the light of Christ to the world. He sees that as the potential of you. Next slide. This is what he says to you who are pastors or ministry leaders. How interesting will it be if children under your leadership, under your roof, can develop self-relationship with God through spending time with Him on their own, learning to hear His voice, learning to be on that prayer journey. Children are no longer observers or spectators when it comes to praying. They pray, they share the burden of the Great Commission, and joyfully take part in evangelism projects where they're learning it. We're just starting to get the reports in from last quarter evangelism this year. They use social media, a different resource every time. Next slide. So this is what last quarter evangelism looked like in their second year. Remember, there are about 14,000 churches.
Lost Quarter Evangelism has exploded exponentially into a powerful intergenerational movement all its own. LQB 2020 launched over 260,000 children and youth evangelists as they set out with heart and determination to share their faith in creative outreaches across Africa. With an overwhelming number of transformed lives, an entire adult generation was inspired and motivated to do even more in the coming year. As a result, over 46,000 African churches from various denominations heard the call and united together to partner on mission for LQB 2021. In preparation for a massive undertaking, churches and leaders organized widespread strategic evangelism training. Children came together and were well trained in the gospel. Taught how to share their faith with confidence and were given enough time to practice among themselves. Tens of thousands of child evangelism teams were created, prayed for by the leaders, and sent out as a great harvest force into the mission field. Teams of both children and adults evangelized villages and communities using autistic flyers, tracts, and prayer cards provided by the prayer covenant and local churches. The gospel was shared and love was put on display through creative outreaches, soccer parties, door-to-door evangelism, school events, and so much more. The results of LQE 26,000 churches united, and over 900,000 youth and adults share their faith throughout 38 African nations. Almost 33 million people were touched by the gospel, leading almost 700,000 people to make commitments to follow Jesus as Lord. Lost Water Evangelism is a growing movement that is helping empower generations and denominations to fulfill the Great Commission as a creative, unified harvest force, a John 17 movement, and a fulfillment of God's promise. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance. We invite you to partner with us now and join the movement.
So think about that. It grew from 14,000 churches the first year, 46,000. This time, every one of all Africa Baptist churches that were involved invited another church from another denomination to join them. They saw in 2 years over 1 million people make commitments to Christ. But the amazing thing in the second year was that the adults became so convicted that the children were outdoing them, that they felt they must join them. So it became very intergenerational the second year. So there's... there's some instruction from LAS about how to involve pastors, the roles that they can play. Let's go to the next one. Talking about youth leaders and the roles that they played with the kids. Next one. Children's, it's easy for them to reach their peers. They're better at reaching their peers than we are. Next slide. Creative little ways in which they shared the gospel. I have an antidote for sin. I love that. We're ready. Just invite us. That's what they're saying. So this is recently, this year, this last year in Nigeria. We're going to just show one last little video here, if you can run that video. So, Denise, I'm going to ask you if you would come up, please. This is Elias's wife. And we were talking last night about this, and I said, what's the one thing that you would really want those who are here to know about children? And what is it that you told me?
Thank you, Tom, for the opportunity. First of all, I want to tell you, do not mind about my English. I just started learning it 3 months ago, so I can do a lot of mistakes, okay?
You're great.
I think that all those things you have seen in the video is real. LQE starts because of the pandemic. We didn't have opportunity to... Do you want me to speak in French? Oh, thank you. Okay. Donc, LQE avait commencé lors de la pandémie. Et nous n'avons plus l'occasion de sortir avec les enfants. On avait l'habitude de sortir les samedis. Et donc, on était à la maison. On avait initié une radio en ligne, comme notre papa l'a dit.
at home, we established a radio online.
Où les enfants pouvaient intervenir, prier, chanter pour ne pas perdre le fil.
Where the children can pray and have opportunities to minister.
Donc, on close.
Okay.
Donc, l'idée était venue, comme on autorisait en Afrique, les enfants n'avaient pas de problème. Et si on organisait les enfants à sortir?
When we organized children to go out,
et on l'avait expérimenté en 2020 et ça a marché.
We tried 2020 and it worked.
Et nous avons touché en 2021 tous ces pays que vous venez de voir. Et en ce moment, mon mari était le secrétaire général de la des jeunes.
At that moment, my husband was the secretary general of the youth.
En milieu baptiste de toute l'Afrique.
In the ministry of Baptists all over Africa.
Donc, en 2021, les jeunes ont pris.
2021, the youth took it.
Et ça s'est implémenté partout en Afrique.
And they applied it all over Africa.
Et en 2022, nous sommes maintenant au Nigeria.
Praise God, 2022, we are now in Nigeria.
Et nous l'avons implémenté aussi au Nigeria cette année.
And we are working in Nigeria this
Et vous
year.
Avez vu les résultats.
Where you saw the results.
Notre Seigneur est en train de faire de grandes choses au travers des enfants.
Our Lord is doing a work in the midst of the children.
Et si je suis ici,
if I'm here,
c'est pour vous encourager.
Is to encourage you,
et vous demander de croire au ministère des enfants.
And to ask you to believe in the ministry of the children.
Et si nous pensons à l'avenir de nos institutions,
if you think about the outcome of our mission,
pensons aux enfants.
Please always think about children.
Parce que nous allons passer.
Because we are just on
et c'est eux qui viennent.
We, the adults, we are just in passing. It's the children that will come after us.
Dieu, à travers la Bible, était en partenariat avec les enfants.
God, through the Bible, is in partnership with the children.
Il y a l'exemple de Myriam pour sauver son peuple. L'exemple de Myriam, la sœur de Moïse. Nous avons l'exemple de Samuel.
We have people example in the Bible like Samuel.
Et nous avons même un roi de 8 ans.
We have a king of 8 years old.
Qui avait dirigé le peuple d'Israël.
Who was a leader of Israel.
Les enfants peuvent tout faire. Ce ne sont pas des membres de demain, mais ce sont des membres d'aujourd'hui.
Children can do all things. They are not just members of today, they are leaders of tomorrow.
Mais notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ dans son ministère,
Jesus, even in his ministry,
il était en partenariat avec les enfants.
He worked with the children.
Pour multiplier le pain, il a fait quoi?
Okay, for the multiplication of the 5 loaves of bread, what did he do?
Il a pris le pain d'un enfant.
He took the bread of a child.
Et notre ministère a aussi besoin des enfants.
Our ministry also needs the children.
Ne les mettons pas derrière. Ne les mettons pas derrière.
Don't put the children at the back.
Dans beaucoup d'églises, il n'y a même pas une semaine pour permettre aux enfants de faire ce qu'ils savent.
In many churches, they don't give children opportunity to minister on the altar.
Pourquoi ne pas céder la chair aux enfants?
Why not give the children place to
un dimanche sur les 365 jours?
In the 365 days,
leur permettre de parler.
Give them opportunity to speak.
Apprenez-les ce que vous voulez qu'ils disent.
Teach them what you want them to say on the altar.
Faut pas laisser les enfants maintenant.
Don't leave the children now.
Et courir après eux à 10 ans après.
Later when they have gotten to 10 years, you now need to run after them.
Amen.
Amen.
Mais avant de partir,
before I leave the stage,
j'aimerais partager un secret. Can I share the secret?
I want to share a secret.
Okay. Okay. Je vais vous donner un secret.
I want to tell you a secret.
Simple.
Very simple secret.
Que le Saint-Esprit utilise
that the Holy Spirit uses
pour gagner le cœur des enfants.
To get at the heart of children.
Est-ce que je peux avoir un enfant ici?
Can I get a children, a child?
Tout celui qui se sent enfant se lève. Un enfant élu. Ah, vous êtes tous des adultes, donc vous n'êtes pas élus pour aller au ciel. Hein?
Everybody here is an adult.
Parce que pour aller au ciel, il faut être comme un enfant.
Go to heaven.
Ok, qui veut écouter un secret? Je veux partager. I want to share a secret.
I want to share. Je veux partager un secret.
Who wants to hear
veut
a secret? Ok.
Please come forward.
Come. It's a secret.
Un secret.
Come. No. Do you want to hear also? Everybody likes secrets. But I want to share you and you share it. You like the secret.
Huh?
It is a secret.
Secret.
What is your name?
Miriam.
Okay, my name is Dennis. I have a secret for you. But you have to promise me that if I share it, you will share it to someone else. You promise me. You are a favorite of God, and He loves you the best. Do you believe?
Yes.
Okay, my little boy, girl. Okay, how are you? We are fine. What is your name?
Clarice.
Sorry?
Clarice.
Do you like to hear secrets? Okay, I want to tell you a secret. But first of all, you have to promise me that you will share it with your friends, with your classmates.
You promise me?
You are a favorite of God, and He loves you the best. Do you like it?
Do you want to share it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go and share it to somebody there. Et nous avons vu qu'elle est contente.
We saw that the child is very, very happy.
On n'a pas prononcé le nom de Jésus. Tous certains, ils sont hostiles à ce nom précieux. Pas des enfants, les enfants ne sont pas hostiles, quel que soit leur background.
Some of them are hostile.
Ok. Donc, on n'a pas prononcé le nom Jésus, mais ce qu'on a dit à l'enfant, nous croyons que le Saint-Esprit va l'utiliser un jour, quand elle va se rappeler qu'elle est, vous voyez, elle est déjà en train de partager. Beaucoup de ses amis vont écouter cela. Elle est fière parce qu'elle a entendu un secret. Donc, c'est un moyen d'évangélisation que j'aimerais partager avec vous, simple, que vous pouvez partager avec n'importe quel enfant. La parole nous dit, Proverbe 22, verset 6. Instruit l'enfant selon la voie qu'il doit suivre, et quand elle va grandir, il ne va pas s'en détourner. Et je crois en cela. Si un enfant se détourne, c'est qu'on ne l'a pas bien instruit dans la voie. Nous avons vu l'exemple dans la Bible. Si nous lisons dans Jérémie
35,
il y a cet exemple qui s'est concrétisé là-bas. Ok, merci beaucoup. Et quand je suis en train de parler, je sens que nous devons prier pour nos enfants ici. Nous qui sommes ici,
il
faut que nos enfants soient des exemples pour que notre ministère puisse impacter.
Impact.
Donc j'aimerais demander à un papa ou à une maman qui se sent réellement inspiré, concerné de lever sa voix pour prier pour les enfants des missionnaires, des pasteurs, des évangélistes et autres.
Okay, I want to ask a pastor, a lady and a man to come and pray really for the children.
Yeah, we'll ask Pastor Austin to come up if you would, and you can determine how to bring that to conclusion, okay? I want to encourage you that statement that she said, sharing the secret, when you say that to a child, you can change their life. You are God's favorite. He loves you the best. He made you special just for himself. He wants you to know his love, to hear his voice. There's no other you like you. Talk to him. He will talk to you. He will share his love with you. He will take away, he's taken away all of your sins just so you can know him. That's how much he loves you. The good thing about sharing that as a secret with kids is kids have a very hard time keeping secrets. And they will share it. So thank you, Denise, for demonstrating that. So we'll give it to Pastor Austin.
Julie, can you come and say a short prayer for the children while I round up, while Pastor Don will round up? We have another short presentation on the children. Is Evangelist Ogo here? Okay, you come and do the prayer with Julie, and you go into your presentation and round up. Pastor Ogo is a